All righty, we close out this very special day, and I thank the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, and joining the team, Pamela McLean, Mayor Mike Duggan, Ann Thomas, Steve Finitieri, Mike, what's his name, Wheeler. I just give him a hard time whenever I see him, and I don't want that to stop. It's his turn to buy lunch, by the way. Anyway, all of them that conspired behind my back, and here I am sitting now, the proud recipient of the key to the city of Detroit, which when Mayor Mike Duggan showed up, and I was told we were doing a special giveaway to Ann Thomas, and I bought that hook, line, and sinker. And I was almost disappointed when we didn't give the special award to Ann Thomas, but I'm thrilled that I got the key to the city. Okay. Marie Osborne, our WJR Director of Community Affairs and News, is here. The nation's largest internet provider says a Supreme Court case that's underway could jeopardize internet access for all Americans. What in the world's going on here, Riri?
Yeah, Paul. So at the center of all this is Cox Communications. They're one of the nation's largest broadband companies, and recording labels that include Sony Music accuse Cox of turning a blind eye while tens of thousands of customers swapped copyrighted songs online, losses that they say amounted to billions of dollars in their business losses. A jury once ordered Cox to pay a $1 billion fine, but in an appeals court later reduced that penalty, sending the dispute back for review. So now the music industry insists that providers have to do more to stop these repeat offenders. In other words, people who are repeatedly copying music for free. Cox counters that it shouldn't be punished for failing to act on automated notices, warning that such rules would force providers to cut off the internet access based on unverified claims. So now the Justice Department and major tech firms, as well as civil liberties groups, they're siding with Cox on this one, arguing that when you strict liability could harm things like hospitals, schools, and families who rely on shared connections. So this is a real difficult question to ask, but the music industry is very steadfast on this one. They say they are losing millions of dollars every year because of this process.
I'm not going to lie to you, and I don't like that expression because it indicates apparently I've been lying to you all along, but I'm not going to lie to you. I don't understand this at all. Am I supposed to be nervous and worried about this?
Well, a couple of things. You know, we want a music industry that's right. We all love music. We want it to be robust and all of that. But on the other hand, people who, you know, take things for free, this is causing a problem. Now, who's to blame for that? And who should be held accountable for that?
There's no question that in this world we live in today, the laws meant to protect us in any number of ways are not keeping up with the technology. And that appears appears to be, again, what's happening here.
Right. Technology at the heart of it. Yep.
Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News. I'm off on station business yesterday, but what a great day. But guess who's here? Ryan Ermani. And JR Afternoon, so you're in luck. Regards, Paul W. Smith.